This is PJ Griffin. I'm a writer for HorrorMetalSounds.com, and you are listening to Blood Noir Audio Drama on Para X Radio and Anchor.
Hey, this is Rebecca, program manager for Para X Radio Network. You're listening to Blood Noir Audio Drama on Para X and Anchor.
Hi, I'm Cassie Rilinicki from Germany, and I'm the writer, creator, and voice actor for the upcoming audio drama Counterbalance. You can also find me in other audio dramas like The White Vault, where I star as the character Karina, and in a few other Blood Noir productions. And I'm listening to Blood Noir audio dramas, the ones I do not voice in, hopefully, maybe sometimes also the ones I voice in, on Para X Radio and Anchor. Enjoy!
Joe! You haven't left for that case yet?
Nope.
You're leaving Morty to wait for you. In the meanest part of town?
He'll be all right. Morty can handle himself.
Joe! You're reading!
Looks that way.
I don't think I've ever seen you crack a book open. Let alone hold one.
Yeah, well, this one concerns us. Blackout City Confidential by Mark Slade. How does he know what goes on around here? Look here, Lily. There's even pictures. Art by Lisanne Lake.
Oh, if you captured my figure right.
Not hard to do, Angel. Nobody could get that wrong. You're perfect.
Oh, Joe!
Get Blackout City Confidential and Blackout City Short Story Collection, both available on Lulu.com and other outlets published by Horrified Press.
Blood Noir is a crime and horror anthology show. Stories about people caught in desperate times and only have one way out. I'm sure you're wondering why you received this tape from a random stranger. But is it really random? Am I really a stranger? Or are we connected in some way? To a web of lies and deceit? Possibly murder? You see, I hear things, see things. I know everything. To protect myself, I need these stories to be told.
Sorry, Karen, I had to put the phone down for a second. But I gotta admit, that sounds awful.
Awful doesn't even cover it. It's a fucking nightmare.
Oh, well, what are you gonna do?
Seriously, Shelley, I wish you would just fly or drive or run down here and substitute as me for a while. Not to sound like I'm complaining. I have no real right to do that in the grand scheme, but at least visit me for a while. I need a palate cleanser from having to deal with that jackass all afternoon.
Well, I know how Mark can be.
I don't know anyone named Mark. I'm talking about my neighbor Martin. You know, giant tool. Always complaining about something. I hate him. Ringing any bells?
Sorry, Karen. I zoned out for a minute. There's a car parking outside my house.
Could just be someone going to a neighbor's.
No, I mean like... parked in the driveway.
Don't get paranoid.
I'm not. Shut up. I'm just curious. I'm not expecting anyone. I don't usually get visitors.
No, you're just making me feel sad.
Love you too, bitch. I can't quite make out who's in the car, though.
Yeah, you really need to get your vision checked.
I already did. It's just that I'm upstairs in the attic, so it's kind of far.
I get it. Your house is bigger than mine.
And don't you forget it, bitch.
Sisterhood is such a loving connection. What are you up to in the attic?
I was moving some boxes and stuff around. I promised myself I was finally gonna organize my shit up here. And so, here I am, already regretting following through on my goal. And now I have a mystery car thrown into the mix. Wonderful.
Can you tell if it's just one person at least?
Not really. The sun is shining pretty bright here. I don't know if the windows are tinted or anything. Just hard to see. Like, I only know that there's anyone in the car at all because, well, you know, it didn't drive itself here.
My day is quite boring, so tell me more about this phantom car. It's piquing my interest.
It's not a phantom car. I just don't know who's inside.
Well, I'm still bored here, so tell me more. What color is it? 2? 4-door? I must know everything.
Oh shit, the door is opening. No wait, the doors, plural. There's people getting out, but I still can't quite tell. Ugh, fucking trees are in the way too. I should go investigate.
Yeah, wait to make answering the door sound cooler than it needs to be.
Thanks, I'll call you back soon.
Okay, don't keep me in suspense.
Okay, bye. Shit, I'm coming.
Sweetie.
Hey, Dina, hi.
Oh, this is my boyfriend.
Hey, Steve Carboni.
Hi, Shelley. Come on in.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So, it's been a while, huh?
Sure has.
Shelley and I worked together the through and through years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ, don't get me started. I swear, every shift I wanted someone to rob the place just so it would be interesting for a few minutes. And not because of you, Dina, obviously. That place was just so draining.
Oh, I remember.
So, what have you been up to?
Work, mostly. Took a job out in Fairfield as a hygienist. Going well. And Stephen, of course, has been occupying my time.
That is true.
How do you guys know each other originally?
We're neighbors. Real exciting, right?
Dina moved in a few months ago.
So, you been okay?
Sure, yeah. I mean, no complaints, I guess. So, Steve, what do you do?
I'm, kinda between things now. I'm an electrician, but I don't know. Put about 15 years into it. Took over my father's business. Guess none of it really matters at this point.
Yeah, I'm kinda between things right now, too. I'm thinking about trying something new.
So, how's your sister?
Karen? Karen? Well, she's... You know how Karen is.
Yeah. I know how sisters can be.
Yes, you do.
Actually, now that I think of it, I was just talking to her when you pulled up. I thought you maybe... I thought you may be at the wrong house or someone trying to sell me something, so I said I'll call her back. You mind if I just ring her really quick?
Sure, of course.
Okay, cool. My phone's upstairs. I'll be right back.
I love how our windows are arranged.
Hallo? Hallo?
Sorry about that.
No worries. Who was it? No worries. Who was it?
You remember Dina Fletcher?
The one from your gas station job?
Yeah, she's in my kitchen right now.
Why?
I don't know. She brought her boyfriend or whatever, but he seems a little off.
Like how?
Like disgruntled or whatever.
What? Is he being a dick?
No, not really. Not really that. Just reserved or whatever. He seems really nervous.
Well, if memory serves, Dina's a little excitable. Maybe he just seems that way in comparison.
That's true. He kind of looks at me weird. A little creepy.
What? They're still there?
Yeah.
Well, get them out of there. If it's weird, you don't need some stranger perving on ya.
It's not like that. He just seems nervous. It's fine. I don't get why she's here. We weren't close or anything. But I'm probably just overreacting to a totally normal situation.
Yeah, totally normal. I can't even tell you how many random ex-co-workers of mine swing by unannounced with their creepy boyfriends. It's a huge issue in my life.
I already admitted it was weird. Dina's always been weird, so I can't say it's that surprising. If anyone was gonna pull some strange shit like this, it'd be Dina. Honestly, I just really wish they weren't here.
Well, take care of it. Kick them out.
Okay. I should get back to them, I think.
All right, Shells. Call me later. I have nothing on tap today.
All right. Later, sis.
Of course. Of course. Hey, you're back. How's Karen?
Oh, she's fine.
I know this sounds like I'm seriously making conversation. But I seriously love the kitchen. Did you design this?
No, it was pretty much like this
lamp.
When I moved in. It felt it was nice enough,
the
so
color.
I kept whatever I could. The wallpaper, the paint. Also, general laziness factor was a big motivation factor in my hands-off approach.
Well, whoever was here first did a great job. Oh, sorry, I'm just droning on.
Oh, no worries. Compliments about my house or anything else are always welcome. And I love that ring. What is that, turquoise?
Good eye.
It's not an engagement ring.
He's right, so don't get too excited. Just a gift.
Well, it's really nice. Mostly costume jewelry in my collection.
I probably wouldn't know the difference anyway.
Exactly, that's how I am. But clearly that one is really nice.
Thanks. Shit. That happens time to time.
Little big, huh?
Well, Steven just wanted to surprise me, so he just guessed.
Yeah. I didn't think that one all the way through, I suppose.
Well, a nice ring is a nice ring, no matter how you cut it.
Oh, you're too kind, of course.
So, Steve, are you from around here originally?
What's that?
I just asked if you were from here originally, like the state or New England in
oh,
general?
Yeah. I mean, no, not originally. I've been where I live about 7 years or so.
My family
but...
and I came from Germany originally. I still don't know most of the people that live here, despite having worked in that gas station.
Life gets in the way, you know?
Sure, that it does.
I was born in Wisconsin. Now I'm here. Sorry, I'm not much of a storyteller.
Nah, it's fine. I just ramble a lot. Let me know if I annoy you, okay? Just let me know if I annoy you, please.
Can I get some water or something?
Of course. Oh, sorry, manners, right? Especially, escaped me for a moment. Either of you need anything else? Oh. Coffee or whatever?
Coffee would be
fine.
Great.
Water's,
you have decaf.
Water's fine with me.
Sorry, just regular.
Thanks.
I don't keep decaf in the house. I consider it such sacrilegious. If it doesn't make me jittery to a degree, it's not really coffee. Not that I'm judging. No. Who's that? Oh, Karen. I'm so sorry. My sister's going through some. She just gets really overworked, and I worry about her. 2 seconds, I promise. Hey, thanks for calling me. It's definitely weird.
They're still there?
Yeah. I'm calling from my office downstairs this time, so I'm trying to keep it down. Just wanted to get the hell out of there and to the nearest sanctuary.
Why? What's happening?
The Steve guy keeps glaring at me while I was at the sink getting him water. It was fucking intense, like he was drilling holes into my skull with his eyes.
Do you know his last name?
Cabini, Caponi or something like that.
I'll check. But I called you because I talked to Lisa's sister Candace. She used to live near Dina, and they keep in touch sometimes. So I mentioned how she was visiting you.
And?
Well, don't freak out.
Don't do that, just tell me!
Okay, apparently no one's seen Dina for a while. I mean, it's not an official disappearance or anything, like, I guess the cops aren't aware of it or whatever. It's more like of a not like her type of deal, you know? Like, she didn't show up for some planned lunch she had with her cousin yesterday. Shit like that. But maybe she's just in the honeymoon phase with a creepy-ass boyfriend guy or something. Or maybe it's already been resolved by now.
Yeah, maybe, but still.
I will say, I definitely feel better if you get them out of there, though. Especially if the guy's giving you a weird vibe.
He's staring at me like he owns a windowless van full of roofies. Does that count as a weird vibe?
What? Of course! Hi. Then tell them you have to get ready for something and send them back.
Oh shit, 1 second, Karen.
Shelly!
Hello?
Shelly,
what's up?
Yeah, Dina? Yeah, sorry, I'll be right there.
Solid. I just wanted to see if it was all right to grab a mug. Coffee's ready.
Shelf above the stove.
Thanks, love.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem, but doesn't it seem weird to them that you're talking to me so much while they're visiting?
I don't know. I told them you were having work issues and I have to talk you down from freaking out.
Great, thanks. Glad you at least made sure I would come out looking good in this lie.
Be bitter later. This is really starting to feel off to me.
For the 7th time, go toss them out and I'll ask around about this Steve guy.
You're right, thanks.
Bye.
Later.
There she is.
You guys are the best for being so patient with me. I'm sorry about that.
That bad, huh?
Yeah, just some stuff with the HR at the place Karen works at. It's a really big mess. I don't mean to keep having to step away.
No, I get it. Steve hated his job.
Yeah, it was going fine at first, but then got pretty terrible. I don't like to talk about that.
Oh, I hear you. Well, I hope you like the Stones.
Huh?
You know, the Rolling Stones? I know Dina's really into them. You used to hear Sympathy for the Devil pretty much back when we were taking the late shift together. This one over here always demanded on controlling the music.
Guilty.
Yeah.
I just assumed since you guys have been spending so much time together, you would either be a big fan too or are getting sick of them.
I don't know. I guess.
Sorry if my wonderful partner here is being a little bit gruff. Steven!
Please don't call me that. Nobody calls me that.
What?
I'm sorry. Everyone calls me Steve. It's just...
Okay. Sorry.
And Shelly, thanks for letting us visit here. I just have a lot on my mind. Okay? That's all.
Sure, no problem.
Have you noticed how early it's getting dark? Also, have you seen Tracy?
So, it's been great having you guys.
I haven't seen her. I liked her. God, can you believe it's this cold in May? Every year.
Dina, are you okay? Erratic. You seem a little frazzled.
I agree. Just calm down. Just relax. Chill. Chill out. Everything is okay.
Sorry, I'm fine. Lack of sleep and juggling things does this to me.
Yeah, no, it's cool. Just wanted to make... Dina, are you bleeding?
Oh, no. Well, it's not a big deal. Busted my elbow.
Yeah, she is. She's okay. Yeah,
busted my elbow on the sidewalk yesterday.
She's fine.
Maddie tripped me. I'm just glad I was able to hold on to the leash.
Damn it, I'm sorry. I'm clumsy when I'm wound up.
It's fine. That glass was 50 cents at a tax. I live. Oh God, it's Karen again. So sorry, but I can't leave her alone.
Thank God, Shelly, you need to listen to me.
Oh, Jesus, oh, fuck.
Shelly, you need to get out of the house now. I just talked to... It doesn't matter. Look, that Steve guy you were talking about, he's missing too. But more than that, so are his kids.
Really? This is bad.
Shelly, Steve's wife was murdered. Cops found her a few days ago, beaten to death. They've been looking for Steve for the past couple days. I don't think Dina's there by choice. I think he's holding on to her.
No, Karen, you have it all wrong. Just now Steve dropped something and I looked under the table. Dina was holding a knife to his side.
What?
This is bad.
She did what?
She moved it quickly when I went under the table. But I think she knows I saw. There's something wrong with her, Karen. I need to get...
Calm down if you can. I've already called the cops. You can explain to them what's really going on when they get there. Just keep yourself safe. Can you get out of or lock the door?
No, I'm in my office. There's no window I can open. I should have pointed it out, but I didn't want to force her hand or whatever. I don't need her springing into action.
At least block the door.
I can't. It's just my floating desk and a wheelie chair. I can't rip the desk off the wall quietly enough and the chair would just roll back. Fuck, someone's coming.
Don't open the door.
Unless I press up against the door, there's nothing I can do. And two people can force it open easily. Maybe they just leave.
Come on, Shelly. Help is on the way. Try to barricade the door. Just, I don't know, get the fuck out of there. Shelly, hey, come on. Don't hang up on me.
Shelly, don't hang up. Shelly.
Hey, Shell.
Yeah? Hey, you guys. Sorry, I was just hanging up.
Looks like you didn't quite press the button.
Right, thanks. I do that.
Good. Let's all go back to talking in the kitchen again.
All right.
What's wrong, Shell? You seem off.
No, I'm fine. I've been feeling a little under the weather lately. Think I'm getting another cold, you know?
That's too bad.
So, are you guys making any plans for the future?
Well, things are going well right now. Down the road, who knows? Marriage is a big step. We're both new to it. It'd be a new experience for both of us.
You know, I was married before. Yep.
Oh, really?
I was married before. I was. I loved her. And I still do.
No, you don't. We've been over this and over this. She ruined your life. If you had seen this woman, Shelley, you would be so confused as to how the hell she wound up with him.
It's okay, Dina. It's okay, Dina. I believe you.
Obviously, because it's the truth, isn't it? Isn't it? Don't you answer that fucking phone, Shelley. You ask that I have one conversation without everyone jumping down my throat. And don't you run, Shelley. You take off, and things will have to go a very, very bad way. Really quick. I'll run this across your throat.
Just calm down, Dina,
right
please.
Right now.
Put the knife down. We can just talk. We can talk about
that
this.
That woman was nothing. You can whine and pretend all you want, Stephen. You feel guilty, but I know I did what we were both thinking.
Please just tell me where my kids are.
Don't worry, Steve.
Where they are.
They're waiting for us in heaven. They're waiting for us in heaven.
Police, open up.
No, don't.
Oh, fuck.
No, don't.
Oh, shit, no. No, Dina, no.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, shit, no. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, Jesus, I don't need to.
Hey, wait.
Are you hurt? I just want to.
Hey, wait.
Oh, no.
Are you hurt?
Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, Jesus, I need to get out of here.
I need an ambulance at 720 Velveteen Drive. Male victim's throat.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. Thank God, Shelley. Are you okay? What's going on? But I didn't hear back. I was losing my fucking mind. Are you still there?
Blood Noir, Episode 23. Catching Up. Starring Pete Lutz as the Stranger. Cassie Rilinicki as Shelley and credit narration. Carolyn Monterola as Karen. Paul Miscavige as Steve. Tanya Milojevic as Dina. Austin Beach as the cop. Special thanks to Tanya Milojevic for casting the script.
Music by Carpenter's Notch and Audionautics.com.
Written by PJ Griffin. Directed by Mark Slade.
Three, two, one, zero.